Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities August monthly podcast. Yields plunged and risk markets were whipsawed in August when the U.S.-China trade tensions boiled over again. President Trump escalated the situation with an announcement of additional tariffs, while China retaliated by allowing the yuan to weaken through the exchange rate of 7 to the dollar, while also cutting off agricultural imports from the U.S. Investor concerns were further stoked by global political developments. In the UK, from issues surrounding Brexit, Argentina, from the surprise outcome of the presidential primary, and ongoing protests in Hong Kong. Against this backdrop, fears of a global recession rose and government bond yields plunged. U.S. 10-year yields fell by more than 50 basis points to yield 1.5%. U.S. 30-year yields closed the month below 2%, and more European bond yields were pulled deeper into negative territory. Specifically, German bund yields were pressured lower, in large part by softer German inflation data, weaker domestic manufacturing, expectations of more stimulus by the ECB, and investor concerns over political developments in Italy. As I speak now, the Fed is getting ready to cut rates again, so I'd like to spend just a few moments to talk about how we think about that. We would argue that the Fed's reaction function is moving. Having been clearly focused at the beginning of the year on growth and normalizing the yield curve to more inclusiveness of inflation as an integral part of its policymaking approach. Consider the Fed's pivot to a dovish policy in June. With unemployment at multi-decade lows, the stock market at record highs, and GDP coming in at forecast, there's nothing in that the Fed has done over the past 30 years to have led you to believe they would make such a cut. Yet they did. The point is, an inflation-centered approach yields a meaningfully different policy implication from a focus on growth and yield curve normalization. Our view is that the Fed is now focused on inflation, and we believe that it means that they will need to have both growth and inflation move up meaningfully in order to raise rates again. Until whenever that day comes, higher yielding areas of the fixed income universe seem most attractive, and we continue to use duration as an offset to those higher yielding positions. In terms of performance for August, emerging market foreign exchange was the most significant detractor, mainly due to long Argentine peso and Brazilian real exposures. Long Mexico and Russian exposures were also negative, albeit to a lesser extent, as those currencies both weakened versus the US dollar. Duration and curve positioning was a net contributor to performance as the U.S. curve flattened and the U.S.-Germany spread compressed. Investment grade and high-yield credit detracted modestly from returns, mainly as a result of financial exposures. EM debt also detracted modestly, as the significant negative effect of exposures to rates in Argentina was partially offset by Mexican, Russian, Colombian, and South African rates. Peripheral Europe added modestly to returns, mainly as a result of 10-year Italian Treasury exposures. So for the outlook going forward, while global central banks have turned decidedly dovish in an effort to ease financial conditions and combat global growth and inflation concerns, the trade spat between the U.S. and China remains front and center. Despite these concerns, we continue to expect global growth to remain resilient, even as we acknowledge that trade friction will be an ongoing drag on investor and business confidence. This backdrop should provide a supportive environment for spread product. The long-held overweight to banks and financials remains, while European bank fundamentals are also heading in the right direction. Accordingly, we retain a long U.S. duration bias, which we also believe remains an effective hedge against global risk exposures. So that concludes our podcast for August. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.